Which mean girl are you?
I am not a mean girl. In fact, actually, I'm a nerdy boy.
Welcome to the Monarch Experience Podcast. I am your host, Mr. Ancona. Today, we're talking to a legitimate time traveler. Yes, last week we did an episode, or last episode, we did it on the fly and ant war. And now, mark this time as the moment the Monarch Experience Podcast and yours truly completely goes bonkers. We're now talking to a real life time traveler. No joke, aside from the fact that it's a parody, but Aaron is a legitimate time traveler, and we are going to talk to him about not only how he does it, but we're going to talk to him about all of these things in the past, things in the future that he's going to give us some insight into. Maybe get some answers about future sports related things. But before we do any of that, you know, follow us on social media and do stuff like that, because that's what works. And also, remember, the Podcast Club and the podcast are two separate things. You do not need to be on the Podcast Club to be on the podcast. The podcast is for everyone. The podcast is for you, no matter what grade you were in, sixth and seventh grade. This is the least amount of representation we have gotten from you ever. So if you got a topic, if you got an idea for an episode, if there's something that you feel like we could explore, it could be an idea, a philosophy, a thought process. It could be a show review if the show is, you know, pretty big. A movie review, a series review, music reviews. If there's anything, there is no topic that we have not done that we are not okay with doing. So reach out to me, shoot me an email, or stop by room 152. And we're always looking to find more students to give a platform for this, to give a voice. We're always looking for more students to be able to give a voice to this amazing platform. And follow us on TikTok. All right, let's do it. Let's talk to Aaron. Aaron, what's going on?
I mean, well, I can try time travel.
Aaron is very humble, obviously. What a show off. What's going on? He's not going to bore you with pleasantries like, not much, you know, just working on the musical and stuff. That's not what you sound like. Let's not even talk about the musical. Let's talk about time traveling. Do you want to give a plug to the musical?
We should
probably do that. Some cross promotional. When's the musical happening?
I have no idea.
Wow. You don't know the date of the musical.
I think it's Thursday in 2 weeks.
Thursday in 2 weeks, which is super vague, because when is this episode going to actually come out? Who knows? What's the musical on?
Mean Girls.
Which Junior. Mean girl are you?
I am not a mean girl. In fact, actually, I'm a nerdy boy.
Amazing. That's the little known sequel to Mean Girls. It's Nerdy Boys. Wow, that actually sounds like a great idea. I love this. Nerdy Boys. What's the character journey in Nerdy Boys? This is like Jersey Boys meets Mean Girls. Like Mean Girls, it's the journey of Kate, who is trying to fit in. It's a coming of age story. What's Nerdy Boys?
Nerdy Boys is basically a boy that's trying to fit in with the rest of the nerds, not the popular people.
Oh, but is he too cool to fit in with the
nerds? Yeah, he's too cool to fit in with the
nerds. Does he know he's too cool?
He does not know he's too cool, because he's genuinely trying to fit in, because he's just moved here from, I don't know.
What's a cool place that he could come from?
I mean,
he comes from Brooklyn.
Okay.
So how do you do it? I guess what I meant to ask you was, of the three mean girls, which mean girl do you most identify with?
I mean, that's a hard one.
Yeah. And I don't know their names. I know Regina George is the queen bee.
Probably not Karen.
Which one's Karen?
The dumb one.
She's the dumb one, yeah. Yeah.
And then...
I think I identify probably with Karen then. My students might say that I'm Karen because my jokes are so cringy that I come across like an imbecile, even though I am actually intellectually superior. But and she actually shows at the end that she's actually smarter than she maybe even gives herself credit for.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess I am Karen. Dumb and beautiful.
I kind of... I guess if I'm not Regina and I'm not Karen, then I guess I most identify with Gretchen.
Gretchen, that's her name, yeah? What's Gretchen's deal?
I mean...
She's like the doormat for Regina George.
Yeah, she's kind of like... wants to be Regina George's best friend, but she's not sure if she actually is. So she keeps all of Regina's like secrets.
She's the desperate one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You're the desperate one. The desperate one. Amazing. Great. That's what we're going to do. Somehow this episode's really not going to be about time traveling. I lured you into a conversation about mean girls and nerdy boys. nerdy boys, obviously, with a Z.
Yes.
Right? Because only a nerdy boy would think that putting a Z instead of the S is actually cool. Right? And that's like their big flaw. This is awesome. Aaron, how do you do it? How do you time travel? Because what, for those of us that are listening, those of us that aren't listening, for those of us that aren't listening, I sent out an email and stuff on Snapchat asking for questions to ask you. So this episode is, you have no idea what I'm going to ask you. We have not gone over this. There is, unlike every episode, there is no planning doc that you had access to. You're coming in totally cold.
Yeah.
Godspeed. Why you decided to do this, I don't understand. But what people want to know, aside from the questions that they're going to ask about the history of the world and how things went, and some strange things about cows and udders probably, how do you do it? How do you time travel without disrupting the space-time continuum?
So it happens instead of dreams. So it's kind of like Minecraft spectator mode in a way, where you can't interact with other things in the world. You just watch it from perspective.
You're on view only.
Yeah, and I can also, it's kind of like teleportation in a way, because I can view any part of the space-time continuum while time traveling.
So you, if you time travel right now, can you time travel right now, or will that mess stuff up?
It will mess stuff up because
I'm then, in front of you.
Yeah, because I just be like looking straight and lifeless.
Oh, so you like spiritually are time traveling?
Yes.
Oh, physically your body doesn't time travel?
No.
Because it's spectator mode.
Yeah.
Okay, I follow that. So you can't have an influence on anything. But if you did it and other people were around, you would have an influence on stuff because we'd be like, this guy can time travel.
Yes.
It's a good thing you're keeping this a secret.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
Right. Yeah, and that, you know, multiple people and, you know, platforms all across audio device listening stuff are not able to hear this. Fascinating. Have you ever gotten caught time traveling?
No, because I usually just do it when I sleep.
Do it when you sleep?
Yeah, so I don't get caught.
Is that lucid dreaming?
Yeah, in a way, I guess. Okay. Yeah.
So you can do it when you sleep, or do you mean you're doing it at nighttime when you're, like, going to bed?
Going to bed,
okay,
yeah.
Gotcha. So instead of most kids, were you born like this?
Yes.
You were born this way. You're like Lady Gaga.
I assume that I did, but I
you assume that you were born? Actually, don't we all assume that we were born?
What if we just spawned into this universe?
What if we just spawn here at a certain age? Like, I have there's a cutoff for memories. Wait, my parents know that I was born.
Oh, yeah.
They experienced it. Yeah. Never mind. Well, I didn't even think of any of that. Having two kids myself. Yeah. Oh. What if that's just the narrative that's been fed to us, programmed to us?
What if we just see it, but it's not reality?
Whoa. Oh, man. Most kids growing up hide under their covers and read comic books. And their parents are like, Bill, go to sleep. You're hiding under your covers time traveling.
Yes.
Wow. Amazing. This first question comes from Sade. She asked, Is your brother you, but a replica because you messed up in the past so that then he spawned out of nowhere? And she adds, she swears. That's so funny. She swears there was only one of you in sixth grade.
So, I mean, I really can't. I mean, answer to your first question is no. Because
he's not a replica.
Yes.
He's his own person.
Yes.
Okay.
Unfortunately. Because, again, I'm in Minecraft spectator mode, essentially.
Okay.
So I really can't alter anything.
So you can't mess up anything.
Yeah, I can't really mess up anything unless people in the present see me time traveling, which hasn't happened yet and hopefully will not happen in the future, because then everyone will know about this, and obviously we need to keep the secret.
Right, obviously. Yeah, we're not actually hitting record on this.
Yeah.
Okay, so he's not a replica of you. What about the whole she swears there was only one of you in sixth grade?
I mean,
I see you guys always together.
Honestly, she did the musical in sixth grade, and we were both in the musical, so I don't know what happened there.
Was your brother in the musical too?
Yeah, he was Peter Pan, and I was the dwarf and baby Shrek.
Who was Sade?
Sade was one of the guards.
Oh. Huh. She swears there was only one of you in sixth grade, so she thinks you were Peter Pan then.
Yeah, I guess so.
Josefa asks, will there be a zombie apocalypse? If there is, when will it happen? And also, what will the weather be like on January 19, 2029?
So, unfortunately, I'm sorry, but a zombie apocalypse does not happen. So you will not get to experience that in your lifetime.
Okay, and then weather on January 19, 2029?
Oh, on January 19, 2029, it was supposed to snow, but then because of global warming, I'm afraid it only rained.
Jordan, our resident jokester, asks, can you go back in time and see the first person who invented school and just say why?
I mean, again, I can't interact, unfortunately.
True. Yeah.
I would have done that, because school is obviously something that most of us hate, of us, because I know some people who like school.
Yeah, it's true. It employs me.
Yeah.
It pays my bills.
But, yeah, I definitely would have asked that question. But, I mean, also, I feel like it's kind of obvious why. Because, torture. Obviously...
Hatred of children.
Yeah. Obviously, we all hate children, and they need to be tortured. And they also might deserve an education, but that's, like, the bottom priority.
Yeah, that's, like, the... Well, hating of children is the core. Principle that's
and then
there.
Just on the side, it gives them education.
Yeah, we're trying to give you something.
Yeah.
It's like when you go to the dentist, right? It's like 45 minutes of pain and torture, and then they give you like a little baggie with like some floss and a toothbrush and like a sticker. And you're like, ooh.
I went to the dentist yesterday.
Congratulations.
Well, did I do that 2 days ago? This time travel is messing me up.
Time travel is hard to keep up with all the dates. I think what maybe Jordan's also trying to get at is not just the can you say why, but do you know why? And it seems like we got to the bottom of that. It's just torture.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who was the first teacher?
The first teacher was...
Or what was he or she like?
Obviously, a very mean person that really wanted to torture students.
Yeah. Satan, right?
Yes.
Yeah. 6 years of Catholic school. That's what I learned. The first teacher, Satan himself. Protham asks, my question is, how was the time right after all the dinosaurs were killed?
It's a red sky, black ash everywhere, very dead, and mammals underneath the ground. That's basically it.
Mammals underneath the ground, yeah, ready to uprise. I like how you said it was pretty dead. Like you show up to a place and you're like, this party is dead. Let's get out of here. I want to know more about this stuff with like dinosaurs. We're going to jump to Samved's question where he said, did you see the asteroids that killed the dinosaurs?
Actually, Samved, it was one asteroid that did it.
Did you see it?
In fact, I did.
What was your thought as this 6-mile-wide asteroid was heading right towards Earth?
I mean...
Did you know what the future was? Sorry, go ahead.
Yes, I didn't know what the future was. So, obviously, I was pretty excited because I didn't want dinosaurs roaming the Earth when we were alive. And it probably
no?
it probably would have prevented humans from existing. So
oh.
Then I wouldn't be able to time travel and see it again. True. And then definitely not share it with everyone else because this is not being recorded.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. All of those things. Yeah, that's super interesting. I didn't even think about it like that. Like, there's no way our species could have survived or even existed with dinosaurs.
Yeah.
The sheer size of them. Oh, man. It's fascinating. When the asteroid was coming, how much time did you have from when you saw it in the sky to when it hit?
I mean, it was plummeting at like thousands of kilometers per hour, so I basically only had like less than a second.
Oh, man.
But you could like feel the earth kind of shaking before.
Yeah. What I would hope is that dinosaurs were talking to each other, and in some kind of cruel twist of irony and fate, one of the dinosaurs is like, ugh, I'll do it tomorrow. It's fine. And you're like, yeah, you're not going to have tomorrow. Asambed asked another question that doesn't make any sense. He asked, I'm just going to read what he wrote, not what he maybe meant. He wrote, did human ride the dinosaurs?
I'm afraid not, because humans were not alive at that time. Yeah. That was really unfortunate.
Yeah. Unfortunate question, I would say.
Yeah.
If you could ride one dinosaur, what would it be?
Probably a Diplodocus.
Oh, nice. Because
they could go pretty fast. And I mean,
how would you hold on?
A saddle, I guess.
Yeah. Stirrups, bits, reins, halters, right? Just treat it like a horse. Yeah. I think I'd probably want to go like a Triceratops. I think that'd be kind of cool. Slow and steady. Yeah. I don't want to go fast.
I mean, I guess I think Triceratops are really fast. But also, they're really the main prey of T-Rexes. So.
Yeah, that's true.
And so, then Diplodocus can, well, they can fend off as themselves, but Diplodocus can fend off easier, I guess.
Yeah, maybe I don't want to be like the number one target for a T-Rex, although that'd be cool to see one. We got Arahan asking, who is going to win this year's F1?
Yeah, I don't really know anything about the F1.
Me neither.
I think it's like the racing thing.
I think make up something. And we'll just keep that as your answer.
Okay.
The Diplodocus is going to win?
The Diplodocus is going to win.
Diplodocus? Yeah. I kind of really think that this year the Brontosaurus has a good chance.
Yeah.
Of really, especially after last year's loss.
Yeah.
How the Brontosaurus community was really rallying.
Yeah, and the Velociraptor actually did really well. I don't know. The tire broke and just like ruined it.
Yeah, they're smart though. So I think they'll be back in it. So there you go. There's your F1. How many more years does Rafa have in tennis?
17.
17 more years. There you go. There's the answer. Sambed asks again, how was life during Pangaea?
Life during Pangaea? Well, it was honestly pretty much the food chain, the cycle. Everything was just, life was going on. There were no humans. Nothing. It was just like T-Rex eat Triceratops, Triceratops eat plant, all of that.
The circle of life.
Yes. That's what I was looking for. I couldn't find the...
The circle of life. I gotta plug in. Give me a second.
Okay.
Really funny so far. Really good.
It's like when all the land was together.
Oh,
yeah.
Right. It's the one giant continent.
Yeah, when the dinosaurs were around.
I read so many books on dinosaurs as a grown-up.
My room is like covered in dinosaurs. Like, I used to be obsessed with dinosaurs when I was little.
If you're looking for a good book, it's very Steve Rousset. The Rise and Fall of the Dinosaurs, and then The Rise of the Mammals, the second book. Amazing stuff. Good, like, pop science. Okay, Sambed has one more question, and he said, he's asking all these questions like, did you see, did you see? Doesn't he know the answer? It's yes. So he's asking, did you see the Big Bang? And if so, what was it like? And if you saw the Big Bang is my follow-up. How were you seeing it? Are you omniscient? No.
Omnipresent.
Omnipresent? Are you God? How did you see it? Are you the first being?
Okay, so...
So walk us through this.
I did see the Big Bang. It was essentially a Big Bang.
Okay.
Like, There was one tiny particle, boom, exploded, huge universe that we have today, exponentially growing. And before this Big Bang, there was actually another universe, but it's kind of distorted for me. I can't really get a good look because it's not the universe that I am in now.
Oh, you can't cross universes.
Yes.
Obviously. Come on.
So then, I am not God. Unfortunately, I can't do everything. I can only time travel.
Only time travel. He's a humble man. Only time traveling. Vihan asks, when were flying cars created? So we're going now into the future.
So it was funny because in the 1980s, everyone decided that they would be created in 2020.
Isn't that amazing? Yeah. Right? Yeah.
We definitely have flying cars.
Which
now.
Is crazy because that's 40 years from then. So 40 years from now, like, what do we think 2044 is going to look like?
That, I mean, 2024 is 2044.
Yeah, I know what 2024 looks like. So I guess like 2044 sounds like a crazy long time away from now. Just like 19—hold on, I'm not doing math right.
Wait, in 1980, that was 40 years. So 2060.
Yeah, 2060. God, I could be close to dead. What is that even? When are flying cars created?
Flying cars, I mean, they're already being developed now. So the commercial...
When are they mass-produced, I guess?
They're mass-produced commercially for people in the 2030s.
That's in 6 years. Whoa. What's the price on these? Is this like a Tesla?
It's like $1 million.
How much does that destroy Tesla and Elon Musk?
I mean, Tesla is still widely used, but the prices go down a lot because people want flying cars. But then again, they're still so costly that the price of Teslas doesn't go down that much. Tesla's still a really good car, so more other cars that aren't like that aren't like luxury cars go down.
Okay, so Toyota and Hyundai are basically, are they still around?
They're still around for a while until like. For like another like 50 years, 60 years.
Wow. At what point are people traveling by flying car?
Majority. As if everyone had like the amount of people that have cars now is flying cars. That's much later in like the 2100s.
2100s. Wow. Oh, we long gone. That's depressing. I guess for. Someone. Do you live forever?
Sadly, I do not.
So you're not a vampire?
Yes, I am not a vampire. I do get to experience my life in the future, however, but I can't see myself. But I can experience my life as a spectator while watching myself.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's a little hard to wrap your mind around.
I could wrap my mind around it. That's really weird. So you can watch what you're going to do in the future.
Yeah.
And not have any understanding of why you're doing it.
No.
Right, because...
I just know that I'll come to that point.
You just know eventually. That you're going to be there.
Yeah.
Wow. That's crazy. How does that not influence you?
I mean, the reason why I'm there is because when I was at this age, I time traveled to see that. So that's the reason why I am at that point.
Oh, that's hurting my head. If you can take someone, this is from some bozo named Ancona. If you could take someone from the past with you to the present, who would it be? And where would you take them?
From the past to the present. Honestly, Albert Einstein.
You want him to see what we've done?
Yes. So that he can know what he did and its effect.
Oh, that it's a fact. Okay. Where would you take him? I know you say the present, but like, physically, where? Chick-fil-A? where would you take him and
Chick-fil-A
be like...
Chick-fil-A is not a bad idea.
It's never a bad idea. Where would you take him to be like, yo, dude, check it out?
I mean, I would probably take him to NASA because he'll see, like, the progress we made. And he had, like, a lot of work in, like, the space field.
Oh, all right. Albert Einstein. What would you feed him?
Chick-fil-A.
Of course, right? what day of the week would you take him
Not Sunday, because...
Yeah, good answer. Because yeah, they're closed. Yeah. Yeah. All right. If you could take someone from the present into the past, who would you take and what would you show them?
I mean, I could honestly take anyone, and maybe like someone who's in the field of science, and then show, or I mean history, like historians maybe, and then take them back so they can really understand history.
Mm. Not just the narrative that has been passed down.
Like, so we don't just have to study the skeletons, so we can like study like actually when they were alive.
Yeah, seeing how something is living is going to tell you a lot more about a skeleton.
Yes.
Right, because I think if, dark. But like if humans stopped existing and we just had, and then the next species had just fossils of us, I don't know if they're going to really be able to see how we interact.
Yeah.
I mean, we interact with our heads down on our phone now. But maybe that's a good thing that they won't see that. They'll think we're far more intelligent than we come across. But like all the social stuff that we do, all the stuff that is kind of like weird, like we go out and just eat together.
I mean, to some species, that would be really weird.
Right? Like communal eating? And then we sometimes go out for half-price appetizers after we eat, where we're not even hungry. We're just doing it for comfort. That's pretty weird. It's a weird behavior. Or like, you spend all day looking at a screen. So when you go home, you want to relax. So you go and look at a different screen.
Yeah. That's a very interesting philosophy.
We're pretty dumb creatures. Man, I'm so tired of looking at the screen. Let me go look at a smaller screen for a little bit to take my mind off the bigger screen that I have to look at. And then what do you say we all get together and we go pay money to go sit somewhere else and look at an even bigger screen and watch that? Like, that's got to be what dogs think when they see us.
Yeah.
What are these idiots doing looking at the screen all the time? Wow. So who would you take? What science? Who would you take and where would you take them back to study to gain more information? Pick one thing. And you can't say dinosaurs because we already did dinosaurs.
Any like renowned historian, I don't know any historians off the top of my head right now, but I'd probably take them back to when like humans, like Homo erectus, all those like actually advanced humans came to be. Maybe if I want Australopithecus, but more Homo erectus, see their behavior and how that evolved into our behavior.
Or see how different it is from ours. You think they had small screens that they stared at?
They just stared at the stone.
Did they stare at a rock all day? And be like, oh, and we're like, look at that. Look how primitive they are. Meanwhile, we're doing the same thing. It's really funny. Wow. Okay, let's keep going. We got some good questions. Rafi asked, describe the thought process someone had when the first person milked a cow. What was the intent? What did they set out to do? Why did this person drink it?
Okay, so this is a blind man, right? It's very long time ago. So there's this blind man, and he has a jug of water and he's kind of thirsty. So he wants to drink that jug of water. So he remembers keeping it in the bottom drawer of a drawer, right? Okay. So then he goes there.
Bottom drawer of a drawer?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. It's a drawer it's a meta drawer.
So then he goes and he tries to open the drawer, but it's not a drawer. It's a cow udder. So then the milk falls out, and he wants to drink this water, which he thinks is water, but it's actually milk.
Yeah.
So then he's like, oh no, my water spilled. This is really sad. So then he takes it off the floor and drinks it anyways, and he's like, this is not water. It's milk. I'm going to sell it.
I like how he named it, right? Yeah. Oh, he knew it was milk.
Yes.
Oh. That story is so much less bizarre than I thought it would be. What was the reaction of the first person to get the hiccups?
So he thought he was dying because he couldn't stop hiccuping, and he's like, am I losing all my oxygen and it's just coming out in like short bubbles? But then he didn't die, and he was like, oh my gosh, guys, I just survived this like crazy thing.
How do they name it? Did they name it because when he went to go talk, he went hiccup? And then they were like, it sounds like you got a hiccup. That makes sense. The first cavemen, I guess. Fire is way more primitive than that, though, right?
I don't know. I think they started, like, keeping it around, like, Homo erectus, but I'm not sure.
I would imagine it had to have originated earlier. How did they come to realize that they can cook their food?
So,
Like, how many of their tribe died off and they put the correlation to the food.
So
causation. Yes. Sorry.
Basically what happened was lightning struck this primitive village and a fire started. So fire was something that didn't happen often, so they thought it was like a message from the gods. Yeah. So then they decided to like keep it and like so then this little boy was walking, right? And he was holding this chicken, and he's like, he was holding a chicken, right? And he's like, I really want to eat this chicken, but I also don't want to get salmonella.
Right, yeah, this is smart.
So then he's just like, I can't eat it anyway. So then he throws the chicken, right? And then it falls into the fire. And then it rolls down out of the fire, and then he's like, this chicken is differently colored. Let me eat it.
Because it smells good.
Right? So then he eats it, and then he's like, this tastes good. Let's throw all of our chickens into this fire.
And that's where the saying, put all of your eggs in one basket, originated too. Right? Yeah,
put all your chickens in the fire.
Put all your chickens in the fire. And that, dear Monarch Experience listeners, is the origin story of Chick-fil-A. And they obviously, since they thought the fire was a message from the gods, they took Sunday off.
Yes.
And that's why they're not open Sundays. Because they still respect fire that cooks the delicious chicken that they make at Chick-fil-A.
Yes.
Wow. Isabella has a question. She asks, who will win the 2023-2024 Super Bowl, Super Bowl 57, between the Chiefs and the 49ers?
I wonder. This is really hard. You know, honestly, I think it's the 49ers.
You think the 49ers are going to win?
They're definitely going to win.
Yeah. What do you think the score is going to be?
That's a hard one. Probably, definitely,
like a billion? Like, yeah, they're going to score like a billion probably points?
The 49ers are definitely going to win by a landslide. Probably like 1,342,734 to 0.
Yeah.
Or maybe negative 10. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They're going to give up points.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd say so. Yeah. Who will win the 2023-2024 Stanley Cup? It's another question from Isabella.
Pittsburgh Penguins.
Right. How long will Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift's relationship go?
Right. So it was honestly going pretty well, but then it just never really, like, you know, touched down, and so they decided to shake it off.
When do they shake it off? What year?
2026.
What's the, not a long relationship. Do they get married first?
Yes.
What's the cause of the breakup?
They just didn't really get along, living in the same house for a long time.
Yeah, it's hard. really funny. Aaron, I look forward to having you time travel and tell us more about what you see. But you obviously can't do that because it would influence the future.
Yeah.
And we don't want to do that. What's my future look like?
Sadness, loneliness, and death.
All of my greatest fears all wrapped into one. Aaron, this was awesome. This was great getting to talk to you about all of your time traveling conquests. Thanks for sharing with us so much insight about the world, the future, and my ultimate demise. Until next time, stay safe, stay hungry.
See ya.